Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
I got it from my daddy.
Let's say hello to the spawn of an alien. It is Michael Flax. What's happening, bro?
I'm from Planet Rock where panties drop.
So we just heard from Jono Sinclair about aliens and that he believes that there are aliens and he's been looking for them on Gumtree.
You know, he's not like all wrong. Like there has been conspiracies about those like lizard things around Obama and that. Like people are taking pictures of Obama's Secret Service and one looks like a lizard and shit like that.
So, your final take on aliens before we proceed with today's edition of Relax It's Flax.
There's probably aliens, none on Earth. They probably got their own planet somewhere.
Okay. Alright, and with that in mind, let's do this.
Relax It's Flax.
In Spanish, they say, Relajate este lino.
Would they not, so Flax as a surname has a Spanish word for it.
Lino.
How'd you know that?
But your surname can't change based on your language. Like,
hey,
the
tell
language.
That to Google. Okay?
No. It's like Kelman can't be something different in Spanish.
Okay, hold on. Let me change it to Relax It's Kelman and see what Google says.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Relajate es Kelman. So only flax changes.
No, because
flax is probably like a flax
flax
seed.
Flax is a word. Yeah.
It's a plant.
Oh,
so you just need to put in relax it, and then we'll get it properly.
Do you know how healthy flax is for you? When you eat it, when you listen to it, when you put it in a protein shake.
Wow, there you go.
Well, let's change the language now, because we've ruined it in Spanish.
Try in Arabic.
No, I'm going to try Hebrew.
What is relax in Hebrew?
I don't even know.
Okay, let's see. Relax it's flax. Oh, Jesus.
Jeez, in Hebrew, wow.
I just see it's just squiggly lines.
Okay, you can't read the Hebrew. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's something interesting. Let's get into today. Oh, fuck.
Stuttering Stanley. Last night I got a nail stuck in my tire. Do you know you can get that fixed at the petrol station?
Really?
Yeah, I thought, oh my god, my dad just got me new tires. He's gonna be angry. It's gonna cost me like, because tires are expensive. They fixed it for $100. Basically, what they did was they pulled out the nail, and then they shoved like it looked like a balloon in there, and the balloon just blocks the hole.
Power. There you go.
$100.
What's coming up on today's edition?
Oh, there's just so much. From Kanye to...
Oh, by the way, we have Sia Bayile weighing in on
oh,
the
man.
Kanye
He's
West...
Oh, man. He's such a dope oak, eh?
On the Kanye West album.
He's got Yeezys, eh?
Which he listened to. Yeah. Hang on. So no one can seem to find this damn album, but Sia Bayile seems to have listened to it. Take a listen.
Yo, yo. This is Sia from The Threaded Man and Kanye West's number one fan. Last night was a special occasion. Kanye dropped his new collection and also live streamed his, you know, his new album, Life of Pablo. After this, wow, this album is everything and more. I think I like that Kanye is so confident in this album. I think it's one of his greatest works. I'm still sort of digesting it. I've only listened sort of to the raw files. I haven't heard the CD version, which is sort of the MP3s are dropping next week, the mastered version of the album. But I think this could be Kanye's greatest album, actually. I can see the growth. It feels amazing just listening to it. My favorite tracks on the album, my favorite track on the album is Famous, which talks about the power and the struggle of being famous and, you know, what it means in the midst of everything with hard work and all that. And yeah, Kanye shows a bit of fear as well. And there's and you know, he's very explicit. The Taylor Swift comment is quite hectic. But I think the album is fucking great, man. Jesus, I'm for it.
So
I'm really, really for this album.
So
I can't wait till it drops on iTunes so I can give it a proper
Okay,
proper
easy
listen.
There. Yeah, okay, wow.
He listened to what I got.
He clearly hates
he obviously
the album.
Got the same friend.
Clearly didn't like it, CIB there. Okay, so what's your take on Kanye? And you've got some news around him as well.
Listen, we listened to a song earlier. I think it's going to be the dopest album.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
I don't know. So I kind of watched a bit of Kanye's Yeezy 3 fashion show sort of performance. First of all, congratulations, Kanye. You sold out Madison Square Gardens.
I've seen that performance before. I've seen Kanye reveal that line in numerous parts of Johannesburg.
Which line?
His clothing line.
Where?
Anywhere that there's homeless people.
No, it's so dope. It's like, it shows like, I don't know, it's just a style we've never seen before. I think it really, fashion's going in a unique place right now.
A homeless looking place.
It's taking it back to the streets.
But listen, it looks like homeless clothing.
It does, but people like worn things. It looks like this t-shirt has a story to tell. When the t-shirt has like tears in it and shit, it's got a story to tell. It's got past, it's got a story. I don't think I can say anymore that it's got a story.
Are you going to wear it? Are you going to buy for, and this stuff retails in the thousands upon thousands. Are you going to buy a ripped t-shirt for thousands of rands?
No, but I'll buy like Yeezys. Those are so dope.
Yeah, if you can get them.
Oh my God, this was, I think probably I don't think I'll ever erase this image from my head. So Kendall Jenner was wearing like this white skirt that had like tears in it and shit. And Caitlyn was wearing the exact same thing.
Was Caitlyn at the album launch?
Yeah, they were all there.
Wow.
I'm busy looking at a photo where they're sitting and stuff, and right in front of them, I see 50 Cent in the next row. 50, and you know 50 loves to tune. So he must have been tuning the living daylight out of Caitlyn.
Yeah, I did see 50 was there. Anna Wintour was there, the editor of Vogue.
I saw Gigi was there.
Naomi Campbell was there.
She was in the show, Naomi.
Really?
They must have paid her so much, eh?
Listen, he has the world by the balls at the moment. Everybody's just waiting for whatever he puts his hand on.
He legit has everything going for him, eh?
He does.
Anything he touches just turns to gold. He didn't even have to dress up for his own event. He wore a cap, a t-shirt, pants and something. And he was like in the front controlling the music. And he was having the best time of his life with his mates. He had like 6 mates in and they were just jumping up and partying.
He's a rock star. He's a rock star. So what's the deal with him and Ray J?
Oh, so... let me get back to that. So he disses Ray J. He says in one of his tracks, me and Ray J would probably be friends if we wasn't in love with the same B1TCH. You might have hit it first, but I'm rich though. And media's going, oh, Ray J's angry, Ray J's gonna sue. But apparently Kanye phoned him and like, was like, can I say this? Like, we got no beef, is it cool? And he said, sweet.
Really?
So there's no beef there. And plus me, you don't want to beef with Kanye. He legit, Kim and Kanye rule the industry right now.
Let's shift gears because I'm over Kanye at the moment. The album's not out, so I don't know how to comment on it. So I just want to talk about other things.
I found this cool thing. Let me open up the link. It's called Things We Do Online that would be mental in real life.
Okay, what's on the list?
Let me pull it up. You know half the shit we say online we'd never say to other people's face?
No.
Okay. So, go on impromptu political rants. I don't really get involved in politics. I don't know about you.
You don't do that online either?
No. Nah.
Okay.
I barely post on Facebook. I just do photos.
So not the best first example, Flax.
Poking strangers?
Okay, well, that's a digital poke and a real poke are different, yeah?
But still, following people? You don't follow people in real life?
Yeah, true.
Get into arguments with strangers? You do not do that. You don't just pick a stranger and find
something. Well, I don't know. Sometimes you can land up having an argument with a stranger at like a shopping mall or something.
Yeah, but on social media, you'll see something that they said, even though like you're not friends, and you'll just be like, oh, I don't agree with that, and you'll start like a roar.
Absolutely.
Tell everyone your relationship status.
Yeah.
You don't do that in real life.
No.
Meet a stranger, it doesn't really care.
No.
That's all for my list there.
It was a good list. It's powerful. I'm much more interested in pizza being addictive.
Shit, I love pizza. I honestly love pizza. I had pizza at like 10 o'clock the other day when it was International Pizza Day. I think the whole world had pizza, but there's so many different types of pizza that you get, and I just want the deep dish. I want the extra cheese. I want the crumb crust. Oh.
It is addictive. I wonder what it is that's in pizza that makes it addictive.
I think it's just the mix of...
it's just carbs. It's
like
bread.
The sweetness of the tomato sauce with the sort of like
so
bitterness
good.
Of the cheese.
I must tell you that I had pizza. What is it, the new one that's come here to SA now?
Domino's.
Pizza Hut.
Mm?
It was horrible.
I don't like those international brands. Like,
it's so greasy. Yeah. It's like the bread is swimming in the oil.
I find them too thick. I like the thin pizzas. I like the pizzas from like Calcacchio's and
good
Adichio's, stuff like that. I like them thin with lots of toppings.
There is just no like value though in pizza from a nutritional perspective. They really
no,
just
there's
isn't.
Zero.
There's
unless
nothing.
Like you go with those Banting bases. And like,
even that's
get tons of veggies on top.
I mean, I could be wrong. Obviously, anything can be part of a balanced diet. But pizza is just not the healthiest option in the world, ever.
I want to try this thing where I gym hard and I can eat whatever I want, but it's not working so well.
Well, someone challenged me the other day to just go to gym for 40 days straight.
40 days straight? And then that's not good. Who told you that?
I just laughed at them.
Who was that?
It was a friend of mine.
Because you need 2 days to build muscle, like just to repair and relax. And
well, no. So what you can do is if you go sort of 1 day with heavy weight training, then the next day you're obviously not going to do weights. You'll probably do a little bit of cardio, but you're still going to the gym. So it is possible to gym 7 days a week and still give your body the opportunity to repair and recover, because I know that's an important part of it. But you can spread it out appropriately.
It's so hard, like picking a gym time. If you go at like 5 o'clock, it is so packed. You have to, there's legit at my gym a line for the treadmills.
Sure.
The weights, you have to sit and wait for somebody to finish it, or like you superset with them. But like when I go after work, say like Hoppers 2, empty. Everyone else is at work.
Yeah, that's the right time to go. Or you got to go later, like after 8 or something.
Yeah, but then I'm too tired.
Yeah. That's,
I'm exhausted.
Jeez, bro. You got a really rough life.
I know.
First world
problems.
And
I'm only 23.
It's only going to get harder, dude.
It's fine. Tequila will solve my issues.
Imagine when you have to work until 5 in the afternoon.
9 to 5. Where do you find stuff? Like, where do you find time to do stuff when you're working 9 to 5?
It is so hard to grow up.
Because the bank's not open in the morning. You can't go shopping for clothes in the morning. Because you're going to fight traffic for like an hour. And then 5 o'clock, shops start closing.
You got to sort it out on the weekend.
Exactly. You see, I wake up early while everyone's still sleeping, and I get the grind started. And the time I'm done grinding, everyone else is just starting to grind.
Now, when you wake up early, do you wash your face in the shower?
I first Snapchat.
And then do you wash your face in the shower?
No, I don't shower in the mornings. There's no time.
So, hello, I'm trying to get around to the fact that you said that there's a thing you want to speak about, that you should wash your face in the shower.
I know, yeah. It says,
and you are not helping me get on the segue at all. You are blocking me at every point.
The news story says you mustn't wash your face in the shower. Apparently, okay. It's bad. It says scorching water can really damage our skin. Hot water can leave skin dehydrated in the long run. If you're prone to redness, your morning shower can also dilate blood vessels and capillaries, leaving you looking all blotchy.
So you do now not wash your face in the shower?
You see, I don't really wash my face.
Apparently one should always wash one's face.
Like, I only think you should wash your face when you have pimples or if you have acne and stuff.
I've heard that you should I also find it a bit of a mission, because when I wash my face, I seem to create like a puddle around me, because I can't keep the water in the basin, because I don't know if that's because I've watched too many face wash ads.
And you just want it to flow and you feel that refreshingness.
So you want to just throw it on your face, yeah. But half of it lands up like then on my back, and it's a catastrophe.
Sometimes I think the problem is my basin or my water pressure, but no, it's not. It's those adverts are doing slow-mo and frame rates of I've never seen before.
But it is important to wash one's face.
You know, I wash it when I have bad
just
face.
Not in the shower. Producer Kat, you always wash your face, right?
Oh my god, like, you're supposed to wash it twice a day.
I've just recently started brushing my teeth at night.
Huh? You're supposed to brush
I go to
twice
bed
a day.
Pretty refreshed.
Hang on, as opposed to what, brushing them once a day?
Yeah, I used to just brush them in the morning.
Oh, you used to just brush your teeth in the morning.
How do you sleep without brushing your teeth?
I'll sleep very easily.
If I come home from the club at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, I will brush my teeth and then wake up at 8 again and brush them again.
So
I can't sleep without brushing them.
How many years did you go just brushing your teeth in the morning?
Maybe like 22.
Oh my god.
And then what changed?
Well, I got a girlfriend and started making me brush my teeth at night.
So did she tell you that you have to brush your teeth at night?
You know, girlfriends, they don't tell you. They sort of, like, make you.
Or they pass out when you try and kiss them.
They sort of subtly tell you.
I can't believe you've been 22 years out of 23 years of your life.
I just didn't see a reason to brush your teeth before going to bed. Like, you're not going to see anyone.
That is beautiful. You know, for every night that I've come home, like, drunk out of my face and forgotten to brush my teeth, I now do not feel that bad about those nights.
Yeah.
Having heard that story.
It's really not a big deal. Okay. Flossing. Please, do you floss?
No, that I don't
do. I also don't floss. I don't use mouthwash. My mouth must be a bacteria heaven.
That is beautiful.
But I do have a lot of fillings and holes.
I don't know what's been more interesting this afternoon. Finding out that Jonna believes in aliens or that Flax doesn't brush his teeth.
Well, now I do. Now I brush my teeth at night. I turn on the aircon. I bring a glass of water next to my bed. There's a lot you got to do now.
What do you mean a lot you got to do now?
Well, when you get a girlfriend now, you got to make your bed. You got to change your sheets. You've got to make sure aircon's filled.
What's the deal with the water? Why do you need the water?
In case I get thirsty or she gets thirsty at night.
So then you've got to, okay.
But then no one ever drinks the water in the morning because we're scared bugs crawled in it during the night. It's so stupid. We have like two sips. We might as well go downstairs to like the sink and have two sips.
That's beautiful. All right. Give me the power play for the week, bro.
Power play for the week. I put out a tweet today. Let me find it. It was such a solid tweet. While we're on that, you can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. This was pretty funny. I tweeted this earlier. If I accepted every email offer I've ever received, my penis would now be 235 kilometers long.
I did see that.
How many emails I get of penis enlargement pills and staying up for 6 hours, stuff like that. There's no way I was born to just pay bills and die.
Power.
Let that sink in.
Beautiful. There you go. How do we touch base all day, bro?
You just heard. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike Flax, Facebook. Go like my Facebook page, Michael Flax, MichaelFlax, and Instagram, Michael Flax. I drop the hottest pics. Double tap them.
And then very quickly, we need to make a Snapchat as to why people should get this podcast if they missed anything in 3, 2, 1.
Yo, if you like Kanye West and you like breathing air, you better go download Relax It's Flax. Go to Cliff Central Podcast. Go to the website. Download it now.
Power. There you go. That's a Relax It's Flax. We'll touch base with Michael Flax not next Friday, but the Friday after that, because obviously
next Friday you in Cape Town, I'm in Durban.
There you go, boom.
Let's go international next.
We're going to
Justin, please don't rub it in.
Alright, that's this week's edition of Relax It's Flax.
Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.